All right. Good morning, everyone. Today we are joined by a very special guest, Krista Perry. How are you this morning?
Great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'd love to just like get right into it. Do you maybe want to start by introducing yourself and a little bit about what you do?
Sure. My name is Krista Perry. I'm an illustrator based in Massachusetts. I do a lot of licensing work. I kind of lend my work out to multiple companies and sort of print products based on that work. I have a solo gallery show coming up on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to 11 at Blue Triangle Gallery in Chinatown.
Nice. I will be at that show tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. It'll be great to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you too. I was kind of wondering how you got into illustrating, and I mean, I've seen a lot of your style. It's very, I don't know, I get very like psychedelic vibes from it. And I was wondering, has your style kind of always been the way it is, or is there something that kind of drew you to it or inspired you?
It's definitely, it's definitely kind of grown over the years. I definitely sort of wanted to get to where I am now. But I, you know, after years of practice, in college, I was certainly a little bit less, confident with my style, but, as time went on and I sort of dipped my toe in the industry a bit more, I, began to become more confident and, expressive with, my style.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school specifically for, illustrating or visual arts?
I actually graduated from Math Art in 2015 with a degree in illustration.
It's
really exciting that it kind of panned out, and you know, I'm able to do exactly what I love for my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Are you from Massachusetts originally too?
Yeah. I'm from a small town called Uxbridge, Mass. Not many people have heard of it. Sort of like a little blip on the map, but small town vibes, you know, kind of growing up, not sure about art as a career. I was always very interested in it. I just wasn't sure how to make it sort of into, you know, my passion. How do I live that passion? So,
Right. Yeah,
it was definitely a climb, but super exciting that, you know, I am able to do all the things that I love every day.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I'm also from Massachusetts. I'm from Arlington, but I'm sad to say I have not heard of your town before.
Not many people have. It's totally okay. We're kind of like right near Rhode Island, like right on the Rhode Island.
Okay, gotcha.
A little bit. But yeah, it's wild coming from, you know, having these huge dreams in high school and doing little murals in my high school and hoping that someday I can do what I love every single day, and it's been a wild ride.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you've always kind of been illustrating in high school and before that.
Yes, most definitely. I could on any given day definitely have my sketchbook with me.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly I'm supposed to be paying attention in school. just kind of like constantly dreaming about making art. Full time.
Yeah. Is there anything specific that you really like to sketch, or is it just kind of whatever really came to mind?
Well, in school, it was definitely whatever came to mind. But nowadays, I use my sketchbook a lot. It's kind of mostly a creative diary. So it's like whatever's going on in life, I kind of like blow off steam in my sketchbook and just like really like free flow with inspiration. And I do a lot of pattern and hand lettering, and I dipped my toe into collage a little bit during COVID, just for change of pace. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the place with sketchbooking for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to ask, it's okay if you don't have an answer for this, but just, I know you suggested a couple songs for the playlist, and we had things like Tame Impala, Grimes, Krongbin, and I was kind of wondering, I mean, listening to those songs, I felt like they really kind of matched your artistic style, and I was wondering if you ever drew inspiration from music, or if that's influenced your art in any way.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you for saying that. I've always felt a natural drive to create because of music. Like, music has sort of always pushed me. And I'm really inspired by, like, concert posters and merch that bands have and things like that. And that's sort of where my inspiration stemmed from a lot in high school and even now. So yeah, music is a huge part of my creative process. And I created, like, sort of a playlist of all the music that I was listening to during the 6 or so months of planning this show, Bubblegum, at Blue Trump Gallery. So yeah, music is very a huge, like, way that I, like, inform my work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, because I don't know, I feel like I get a lot of, I don't know, ethereal pop dreamy vibes from these songs, and I think, like, listening to it while looking at your work, it just, like, matches so well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so I think you mentioned, so Bubblegum, is this kind of like your first big show with a gallery?
First solo show ever.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I've had a couple pieces and shows here and there throughout my career, but I've never been sort of presented with an opportunity to fill a gallery with my own work. Mm-hmm. It was certainly daunting when I was offered the opportunity. But a really wonderful challenge, and, like, really pushed me to grow in a lot of ways, both personally and professionally. So I'm super stoked. I made a bunch of new paintings over the summer, that are, like, larger, 'cause I tend to work small for my licensing work. So I really, like, wanted to challenge myself and, work in a scale that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of canvas, paintings, and then a bulk of the show is a lot of work that I've done with a company called Red Cap Cards. They're based in Los Angeles, and they do greeting cards, wrapping paper, all sorts of fun stationery.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been designing for them for about 7 years. And back when I started with them, a lot of my work was painted by hand.
Oh,
now
nice.
It's transitioned into a digital atmosphere just for the quickness of it.
Right.
And a lot of the work in the show is actually past paintings that I've used for greeting cards and wrapping papers. So it's, like, it's really quite wonderful to see 10 years of my work coming all together in one room, and, like, old and new all together. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, that must be incredible to just kind of see it all in the same place, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Are your greeting cards still being sold today, or is this a past project?
Yes, I still work with them. I actually have one of the owners here visiting the gallery today with their salesperson, which is crazy because I haven't seen them in, you know, 7 years since I started working with them. So it's really amazing, and I've been treated so well by Red Cap Cards. Like, I can't endorse them enough. They let me have total creative freedom. They really believe in my vision, and, you know, it's been a really, really beautiful collaboration opportunity, and I hope to continue designing for them for many years to come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's amazing to hear. Speaking of, like, I don't know, good relationships with companies, Matt, in his email to me connecting you to the show, he mentioned something about Sheen plagiarizing your work.
Yes. It is awful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not totally sure how much I can talk about, but
yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I've had my work infringed upon by them a couple times, and I finally connected with this wonderful intellectual property lawyer, and we've sort of gone after them for all their wrongdoing and plagiarizing work, and it's been crazy. It's sort of at a standstill now, but it's certainly very scary as an independent artist to go against a huge company and, you know, in the love of my own work and, like, you know, trying to defend other people's work as well. And you know, it's disheartening, of course, that it happens, but it seems like it's sort of a natural occurrence when you're a visual designer. Like, it's kind of like something that will eventually happen if your work has, like, sort of a decent traction or, you know, is seen by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of catch 22 a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Were they using it as kind of like for their graphics on their...
Yeah, products actually. Like okay. It was actually my first published piece as a working illustrator.
Oh my gosh.
It's, you know, I know it's under control now, but, you know, back when it happened, I was so... I didn't really feel like I had many people on my side because I was just starting out as an illustrator. So it was certainly scary. And I didn't know that you could even find, you know, lawyers that work with artists to defend their work being stolen. And so now I'm in a good place where I feel confident and I feel happy and I feel protected. And, you know, I have a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are supporting me. So it's, of course, really sad, but I do feel like, you know, happy that I have people that are willing to fight for my work.
Yeah.
And it myself, of course, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's hard when you're, you know, working for yourself, you don't have a boss, you don't have coworkers. That's sort of what my days look like, is I'm working for myself. So, it's a lot of alone time, a lot of downtime. So it's been really amazing to find the support that I've needed.
Yeah. I'm so glad that everything's kind of in a better place now. Cause that must be really tough. I think when you are kind of a solo artist and you don't really come to, I don't know, like an office every day and there isn't a huge group of people all working on the same thing as you. And I feel like, do you ever find that to be isolating or scary at times?
Oh, totally. Yeah, definitely, like, lots of isolation. I'm kind of comfortably used to it at this point, but there are moments where I'm like, man, it would be cool to, like, you know, have that coworker that I look forward to seeing every morning, or you know, something like that. But then I hear people talking about their regular jobs and I'm like, oh, maybe I like what I do. Maybe I like that I work for myself and I'm make the decisions and all the calls on everything.
Yeah. Maybe I picked the right thing, actually.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's cool too, because I have a lot of friends that are in the illustration and design industry, and like we kind of ideas back and forth a bit. So it's not totally isolating, but it is in the sense of like physical presence. I am by myself in my studio most days.
Yeah. Well, we are almost coming up to the end of our time, but I wanted to get back to the bubblegum exhibit that's coming up, and if there's any last things that you wanted to share about it,
I'm very, very excited. I just, you know, this is the first time that a lot of my work has been shown in person. I tend to turtle a lot online and, like, you know, because I like work by myself, it's, you know, it's sometimes a little hard to get out there. But I, you know, since illustration is so easily shared on social media, it's like, that's sort of the platform that I've shared my work on, especially through like the last 4 years with COVID and everything, like, has been crazy. But to have this opportunity to show it all in person and like for the first time is a really beautiful and wonderful opportunity. And I'm so thankful to Matt from Blue Triangle for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome to hear. Well, thank you so, so much for coming onto the show and talking about your art. I'm definitely excited to see the exhibit tomorrow and everyone should come. But yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Cool. You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.